Domestic violence charges against Carolina Panthers defensive end Greg Hardy were dismissed today because his accuser didn't show up in court. A judge last summer convicted Hardy of misdemeanor assault and threats against his ex-girlfriend Nicole Holder. As WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports, Hardy was appealing that conviction in the jury trial that was scheduled to begin today.
District Attorney Andrew Murray says Holder told him in November that she didn't want another trial, and she's been elusive to prosecutors ever since. He says his office went to great lengths to serve her with a subpoena to testify against Hardy. He says they contacted Holder's relatives, employer, her attorney, and with the assistance of law enforcement officials, conducted a surveillance of a new address where they believed she was living, all to no avail. Murray said in some domestic violence cases, trials are conducted without victims' testimony when there is other evidence they can use. But in this case, Murray says Holder's testimony was the primary evidence. Also, he says he learned from a, quote, reliable source that a civil settlement had been reached between Holder and Hardy, directly related to the alleged assault on May 13th. Wearing a suit and white tennis shoes, Hardy looked straight ahead leaving the courtroom as the press surrounded him yelling questions about the trial and his future in the NFL.
No comment.
Hardy is considered one of the NFL's top defensive ends with 15 sacks in 2013. He was convicted in a bench trial in July of assaulting and threatening Holder. She testified in that trial that Hardy dragged her by her hair from a bathtub and threw her on a futon covered with guns. Hardy played in the Panthers' first game this season, but after Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice's video surfaced showing him beating his fiancée, Hardy was placed on the commissioner's exempt list. He still received his more than $13 million salary. Hardy's future with the Panthers is unclear. He is poised to be a free agent in March, but his future with the NFL is still unresolved, considering the league's tougher personal conduct policy. An NFL spokesman says the league is still reviewing the matter. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.